لطيف الخبير. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-latif. Latif is the knower of things that are subtle, the secrets. All of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full knowledge. Al-khabir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informed about everything. There is nothing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not informed about. Ulama have written, one is the quality of Allah al-alim. In al-alim, it shows the perfection of the knowledge of Allah. In Al-Khabir, it shows the extent of the knowledge of Allah. In Al-Alim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full knowledge. In Al-Khabir, He has full knowledge of everything. There is nothing that is left out of the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After these two brief ayats, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the earth. At the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Alladhi khalaqa al-mauta wal-hayat. Allah spoke about maut. Allah spoke about life, existence and non-existence. And then Allah ta'ala spoke about the sky, sab'a samawatin tibaqa, that the seven skies, the seven heavens are all in layers that Allah ta'ala created. Now here Allah ta'ala speaks about the earth. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say with regards to the earth? Allah says, وَالَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ ذَلُولًا. Allah Ta'ala has made the earth ذَلُول. Allah Ta'ala has made the earth humble for you, O man. فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا. Then walk in the regions of the earth. Now when Allah Ta'ala speaks about the word ذَلُول, that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has made this earth humble for you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us very many messages about Allah ta'ala's greatness with regards to this earth. That on the one hand, the earth is such that it is not so soft that if man walked on it, then man will get caught and gripped into the earth like how we have quicksand. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not created in every part of the earth. So you will walk on it. And then at the same time, it is not so hard like metal that man will not be able to irrigate the lands. But Allah Ta'ala made it soft so that you can dig, you can sow your seeds, you can plant your seeds. Allah Ta'ala made it dhalul, that this earth is fertile. And whatever it takes for the seed to germinate, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has put all those qualities in it for you, O insan. All of this is for you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this earth such that from it, فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا, that you traverse, you walk around in the regions of the earth. Manakib, mankabun actually refers to the shoulders. And Allah ta'ala here uses the word shoulders because it is an actual Arabic saying. To walk on the shoulders of people was used for camels that are huge. And if a person had to sit on the shoulders of that camel will still submit and walk around the earth, and the earth still submits for you, O insan. And then وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ, and then eat from its sustenance, the sustenance that it has given, O مِنْ رِزْقِهِ, from the sustenance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided in this earth. Have you forgotten this earth? Allah Ta'ala has put your rosy in this earth. And now look at the great skies. He's created the seven different skies. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has by and large put your sustenance in the earth. It all grows and it all comes out from the earth. Even the animals that you would eat, its rosy, its sustenance, all comes from the earth. And this is this great plan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had. Now look at all of this and appreciate the greatness of Allah. Wa ilayhi nushur. And then Allah says, and to Allah is the nushur, is to Allah the uprising, the once again the resurrection that will take place, the rising again on the day of Qiyamah. Do not forget that. In other words, do not become so earthly. Do not get so involved in this earth. Do not get so involved in this dunya that you forget about that day that is going to come. And then, of course, this is also a very, very subtle indication. Minha khalaqanakum, that from it we have created you. Wa fiha nu'idukum, and to this earth we are going to return you. Wa minha nukhrijukum, taratan ukhra, and once again we are going to extract you from this earth. That it comes in a riwayat that there will be a light rain on the day of Qiyamah. The trumpet will be blown, and then that light rain will come, and like how we see vegetation sprout out of the ground, you will see human beings come out of the ground from the qabr. Wa ilayhi nushur, and then to Allah is a resurrection. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Inshallah, the program will continue with the zikr majlis by Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Sahab.
MashaAllah, brothers, just now we came across the tafsir of Surah Mulk, in which Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala refers to the ground as Zalul, humble. The ground takes so much a burden, it is still humble. But in the Quran Kareem, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala also tells us about humble servants of Allah. Wa bashiril mukhbitin, give glad tidings to my humble slaves. And in defining the humble slaves, Allah says, Alladhina idha dhukira Allah wajilat qulubhum. They are those people, when Allah is spoken about, when the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is made, because they have the azmat, the greatness of Allah in their hearts tremble out of the greatness of Almighty Allah Ta'ala. So we should be humble, make the zikr of Allah, and walk on the ground which is also humble. In one hadith, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, it's a hadith of Qudsi coming from Allah to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, wherein Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said that uskurni بَعْدَ الْعَصْرَ وَبَعْدَ الْفَجْرَ سَاعَ. Make my zikr. This refers to concentrated zikr. Make zikr after asr and after fajr for a short while. And with the barakat of that, أَكْفِكَ فِي مَا بَيْنَهُمَا. Whatever your needs between fajr and asr, you may make zikr fajr time, your need between fajr and asr, I'll fulfill it. You made my zikr after asr, your need from asr till the following morning of fajr, I will take care of it. The barakat of zikr is Almighty Allah will take care of all our affairs. Sometimes we don't understand. We think that we have to conduct all our affairs ourselves. But making a short time making the zikr of Allah, Allah will keep asbab and mean for our needs to be fulfilled also, inshallah. Recite 3 times, Qul huwallahu ahad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahus Samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahus Samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله illa Allah la ilaha 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 Allah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Illallah, 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allah.
Make your personal dua. One of the things you should ask Allah Ta'ala in this dua, that Allah must accept the zikr and Allah must create in us an adat, a habit of making zikr. The very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, and ask Allah to grant us the ni'mat of making concentrated zikr every day of our life. Few moments in the morning, few moments in the evening, attach ourselves only with Allah Ta'ala. The time is only for Allah Ta'ala. You remember Allah, Allah will remember you. And all the challenges that we go through in life, with the barakat of zikr, Allah will guide us. Allah will give sukoon. Allah will assist us. Allah will take care of all our affairs. Make dua, inshallah.